I think this is a very fitting place to recommit the Coalition to justice for our ex-service men and women. I don't think the public quite understand that service pensions are not indexed in the same way that civilian pensions normally are. I think the public would be shocked to know that old age pensioners are getting a fairer deal when it comes to indexation than our ex-service personnel. So this is an anomaly, this is an injustice. The Coalition will fix this. We've tried to do it in the current Parliament. We've been knocked back by the Labor Party and the Greens. We will definitely do it if we are in government after the next election. This is an absolute commitment. While I'm here in Bendigo, I'm also going to be visiting Talis. Talis is one of the iconic Australian manufacturers, and they are responsible for that extraordinary Australian product, the Bushmaster, which has saved so many Australian and allied lives in Afghanistan. Now, I very much regret the fact that the workforce at Talis has shrunk, as the workload has shrunk, because this government has been much more interested in giving work to overseas manufacturers than ensuring that Talis can continue to flourish. Finally, let me just say that what we are seeing from the current Treasurer is not just an attack on billionaires, but an attack on middle Australia. Let's put aside for a moment the phony class war on billionaires. What really concerns me is his real attack on middle Australia. And we see it every day. The carbon tax is an attack on middle Australia. The private health insurance means test is an attack on middle Australia. The means test on the baby bonus and childcare benefits, these are attacks on middle Australia from a government which is against people who want to do a little bit extra to get ahead. Now, you know, here's Wayne Swan attacking people in the mining industry. These are people who they attract investment, they create jobs, and they build prosperity. They are wealth creators. Wayne Swan has been the greatest wealth waster that this country has ever seen. He is the Treasurer who is responsible for the four biggest deficits in Australian history, and frankly, I don't think he has any credibility when it comes to running a sophisticated economy.
Mr. Abbott, you're here in October. It's your second time in Bendigo in 5 months. Why did you come back so quickly to Bendigo?
Well, I think Bendigo is a very important regional city. I think that Talis is a very important manufacturer. It's a very important part of our defence capability. It is a manufacturer under pressure, as so many Australian manufacturers are, because of the mismanagement of this government and in particular the carbon tax, which is the sword hanging over manufacturing generally in this country. So I am here to put pressure on the government to do the right thing by Talis, do the right thing by the workers of Bendigo and the right thing by the people of regional Victoria.
Mr. the DMO went against backing Talis for the Bushmaster Ute contract and we've lost jobs here because of it. Would have your government gone against the DMO and given the contract to Talis?
Well, we have a preference for Australia. Yes, we've got to get value. We've got to get value, but we are confident that Australian manufacturers can give us the value that we need. We're particularly dismayed when we see the government giving large amounts of development money to foreign manufacturers rather than to local manufacturers, particularly when the local manufacturer, Talis, has a proven capacity to produce world-beating defence equipment, life-saving defence equipment for Australian military forces and for our allies.
The superannuation issue's been around for a while now. Why didn't you do it prior to 2007?
Well, I accept that this was something that was unfinished business in the time of the former government. But let's never forget that The former government never made a commitment to rectify this injustice. The current government did make a commitment to rectify this injustice at the 2007 election, and this is yet another Labor lie. This has turned out to be yet another broken promise from Julia Gillard and Kevin Rudd.
Will there be a renewed focus on the seat of Bendigo with Steve Gibbons stepping down?
Look, I think Steve Gibbons hasn't exactly covered himself with glory. Not only has he neglected to fight for Talis, he has neglected to fight for Talis, but recently he was guilty of accusing the man that he urged Australians to elect in 2007 of being a psychopath. Well, I mean, really and truly, it's impossible to take Labor members of Parliament seriously when at one time they're telling us that we've got to elect Kevin Rudd to save Australia. And not long after, they're saying that the guy's a psychopath. You just can't take these people seriously. Were they lying then, or are they lying now?